This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Hugh, it's Harper at the half. Halfway through the Bryce Harper contract. Is this thing, and can this thing be a success without a World Series? You know, I think it's pretty clear it's been a success so far. I think most of us would agree with that. The first 6.5 years, like if you had said to me the day he signed, first 6.5 years, there's an MVP, there is a trip to the World Series, there's another trip to the NLCS. Yeah, I mean, I think that I'd say we're heading in the right direction. The question is, what if this is it? What if we've already seen the best? There is no World Series.
As good as it gets. What if this is good as it gets?
What if it's as good as it gets? Will we remember this as a success? I say yes. Hugh Douglas, Mr. Ring. I mean, you've become Mr. Ring Culture guy. You've become that.
I'm the audacity for a guy that's never won.
That's the ironic part. That is funny.
I mean, but I wanted to win one.
Well, so Bryce wants to win. They all want to win.
You want to win, but I would say this. If I had the cachet that Bryce has and I could make the moves that Bryce made, I would have got a receiver a long time ago. I'd have got, like, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, you mean with the Eagles?
With the Eagles.
Yeah, you would have added a receiver for T.O.
We'd have did that a while ago.
Yep.
Bryce Harper, I think, is a guy that when I think of this Phillies team from afar, when I was in Atlanta, and some of the moves that were made, that was Bryce Harper's doing.
Yeah, I mean, the Real Muto re-signing, getting Trey Turner. I mean, you could draw a direct
One
line.
One of the absolute most influential
totally.
Phillies that I've ever seen. So that's why for me, when I think of him and I think of his tenure here, when it's all said and done, if he doesn't win a championship, yeah, it's not a success.
See, I understand your point on that. I would feel like it. But if these players had all come in here and stunk and they were a losing team, I think that would be a significant knock on them. They're good. I mean, like, are they as good as we want? Are they all worth the money? That's a separate conversation. But the team's good. They're a contender, and they have been for years now. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, joining us right now on the phone line here is Jack Fritz, of course, of the afternoon show. Also, Fritz at Six. Also, the author of Ring the Bell, one of the co-authors, How the Philadelphia Phillies Built Baseball's Best Fan Base. I hold the book up here for the YouTube audience to see.
Okay, that's
Jack
a nice
joins
cover.
Us. Yeah, and one of the chapters in the book, Hugh, is about the pursuit of Bryce Harper. Of course, Jack was with me on the evening show back then. Harper at the half. Jack, does it make you feel old that we're halfway through this thing?
It sure does. I mean, I think I was 24. I think it was 24 or 25 when we did that, and we had no idea what we were doing. And now look at us. We are, your show is doing great. I can't beat you on camera at golf. Things are going well.
Yeah, we still have no idea what we're doing, just in a different way now. All right, Jack, before we get to the Philly stuff and your book and Harper, tell us where you're at mentally right now. We know we have a big baseball match coming up next Wednesday, you against the camera. Obviously, golf didn't go well. You addressed that. Where are you mentally as you prepare for baseball now?
Oh, we're good. Yeah, no, it was a bad moment. It was a bad moment. It's a mental game, hard game, tough game. Found a video of Tiger Woods making a 10 on a par 3. That made me feel good. And, I threw the other day, arms feeling spry. probably threw like 40 some strikes out of 50 pitches. So I've been really annoyed by this week. It's been a very trying week for the questions of my mental toughness. I think we've held together pretty well, and we're going to take this thing back 1-1 and have it heading down the stretch run with me and some wind at my sails.
I like that. There's some confidence there at the end. So I want to throw this at you. You've probably thought about this, but I think you really need to hone in on this. Jack, are you prepared for Joe not to swing next week? Like, you got to throw strikes. Because I just judging by the way Joe handled golf and what the video I saw, I feel like he might just wait for you to walk him. Are you ready for that strategy from DeCamera?
Yeah, I'm expecting it. Okay. That's why I got to get strikes early. Strikes early, force him to swing the bat, or maybe he'll just stand there and take them all. But yes, I think once you get in a rhythm pitching, you feel much better about how your stuff's playing. So yeah, no, I am fully prepared for that. I am fully prepared for him complaining about the freaking error or whatever going his way and that counting. He's going to pull out all the tricks in the book. So it's going to be annoying. Golf was really annoying. But I just got to keep my head on straight and make sure that we're delivering strikes.
So if I'm not mistaken, would you say you've been throwing? Who have you been throwing to, and who's been kind of like gauging your pitches a little bit to see if they're coming across the plate?
Well, as an alum of the Westchester Adult League, I've been able to find some Westchester Adult League kids that can still catch. So I've been throwing to them. You know, I've been throwing to them. The one guy I've been throwing to actually coached back in the day. So it's been a little bit of that, a little bit of long toss. Got off the mound the other day for the first time. We're going to Plymouth White Marsh on Saturday to get used to the mound there. So we're progressing in the right direction. I played one round of golf before Sunday, and I played like twice last year. So I'm certainly ratcheting up the seriousness heading into this one.
All right, I'm feeling better about backing you in this. I like what I'm hearing.
Good. I mean, geez, it's been a whole week of you questioning everything about me.
Well, no, hold on. You know I have to call it like it is. Even if I like a player, I have to, if they stink,
yeah,
what am I supposed
again,
to say?
Once again, this is what you do. You're just like the wind. One week the Phillies suck.
Yep.
The next week they're the greatest team ever. I mean, would you stand on business one time?
New information, new opinions, Jack. I mean, I can't do it any different with you. I'm rooting for you. But if you stink, what am I supposed to come on here and say? Like, for leave them alone? No, you stunk it up on the golf course. You know it. I know it. I have to be real about it. All right, Jack, let's be real about Bryce Harper. 6.5 years in, I think it's been a great success so far. But, Jack, if this ends without a World Series, is the Bryce Harper era a success?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's already been a success. It's obviously, you want to win a title. That's the goal. But I think what Bryce has done, just from transforming this organization into a big boy organization, has aside from what he's done on the field, and yeah, I agree with a lot of people. I mean, we might have seen the best of Bryce Harper, totally. And I hope that's not the case. I love Bryce, but that wrist thing is really, really worrisome. Reminds me a lot of like the Utley knee situation, where they don't really know what's wrong. It might just be a degenerative wrist. No idea. But from what he's brought this franchise and from what he's kind of pulled them out of and helped pull them out of, I think it's been an overwhelming success. He had the big moment in 22 that people are never going to forget. He had the attaboy moment. He's been one of the biggest and best postseason players of modern baseball. So I think it's already been a success on the field, and then off the field, I think he's really helped put the Phillies back on the map and got them well positioned for the future as well.
Yeah, what you said there about putting them back on the map, I was trying to illustrate earlier how dead they were before he got here. I mean, I remember the shows we would do, and we spent 4 months talking about Bryce Harper rumors because they had nothing else. I mean, we were talking ourselves into Nick Williams and Aaron Altair. They really, for a good franchise and one that spends a lot of money, Jack, they had fallen so far there, and it just, I thought about when they signed him, the excitement, and then that first opening day the next year was like baseball came back to Philadelphia after being gone for a while.
Yeah, I mean, who could forget the Altair versus Nick Williams debates or the Pivetta versus Eflin debates, and were you pro-Dubel or not? I mean, Gabe, I think, reinvigorated some baseball conversation in the city because we went from zero analytics to almost all analytics, and I don't think anyone was prepared for it. But they were a really, really down and out franchise that was trending towards just an abyss. Like, no one remembered how fun it was to be a Phillies fan, And, you know, Bryce started it, but obviously they're running 2022. I mean, I remember that first game back against the Braves. It was like everyone in the city was just like, oh, wow, postseason baseball is the best. He brought them out of a really dark timeline.
Yeah, he did. And now they're in a great era for them. Now, hopefully they get over the hump and win a World Series, but they're in a great era. All right, Jack, before we let you go, and we know you'll be on with the afternoon show today, tell us about the book, Ring the Bell. It's out now. I have my copy here, How the Philadelphia Phillies Built Baseball's Best Fan Base. What is it like to be an author, and what was your favorite chapter when you were writing this thing?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of, I guess, surprise. I would say not a surprise that I lost to the camera, but there's been a lot of surprise from the people that have read it. I think even Jill, who I think believes in me, you know, she's reading through it. I think she thought I was down there at 5 a.m., you know, typing with one finger, you know, very slowly.
So she was kind of impressed that you pulled off a book?
Yeah, because I don't exactly exude brilliance. I would say that's a fair description of myself. But, you know, it's written in a real, at least my Kevin's a way better writer than I am. Kevin's written books before. He did a great job. Like, my side is strictly just fan emotion stuff. I think looking through it, it's like a fun encyclopedia-ish type look. We started in 1964. I'm not going back to 1883. We don't have time for that.
Well, no one listening went back there either, so you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. But yeah, I would say the favorite chapter really was what 08 was great. I wrote the 08 chapter, but reliving 09, 10, and 11, and like remembering the, are going through the finite details in the middle of seasons and how people were feeling. I mean, the things that are written about that team that ended up where they ended up were pretty shocking. Like, no one seemed to believe in the Phillies, but I remember during that time, it felt like everyone believed in the Phillies, but at least by the newspaper standards, it's not much belief that the Phillies were going to go on a run. So just kind of remembering how even the best team in Phillies history had some of their down moments during a season and trying to put that into perspective with the team that we have now.
Well, I'm excited to read it, Jack, and proud of you for writing it. How Philadelphia Phillies Built Baseball's Best Fan Base. Ring the bell. Check it out. Jack, good luck next week. I'll be off next week, so I'll be watching from afar. Good luck, and please, we gotta at least make this a match here. You can't go down 0-2. I mean, just win this, all right?
Yeah, well, I'll be off forever if I lose on Wednesday. How about that?
Damn. So enjoy the show this week, because you might never hear him again. Jack, we'll see you soon. All right, there he goes. Jack Fritz.
I like that. He sounds confident.
He does. The confidence is back. Good job, Jack.
That's a good job.
It's the first time I've heard him sound confident since what happened on Sunday.
Yeah, he needs that.
Yeah.
He needs that bounce back.
Yeah.
I feel better about him.
I do, too.
I was a little worried about Jack.
I know. Well, I think we all were, based on what happened on Sunday. So Jack's with me. This thing is a success, even if Bryce Harper doesn't win a World Series here. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Hugh, before we go back to the phones, I just saw a headline I feel like we need to react to before we get back to everyone's phone calls on Bryce. Did you see this? So you know how Hugh, I would say over the last, three or four years, we've had more gambling issues with current players, like illegal gambling, which obviously now it's legalized, so it's a lot easier for this to happen. So we had Isaiah Rogers, the former Eagle corner, who got suspended for a season. Now he's with the Minnesota Vikings. Just this past week, Malik Beasley, who was a player on the Pistons last year, he's caught
up. Done.
He might be done. Well, we now have a Major League Baseball player who's in some hot water. So I saw a headline here from Ken Rosenthal. Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz placed on leave due to MLB betting investigation. I think he pitched against the Phillies earlier this season. When the Phillies were in Cleveland, I think they played a Sunday night game.
Pretty sure Luis Ortiz
was the guy on the mound. So, you know, we'll kind of sort through the details of this. But, Hugh, I don't think this is going to stop. Like, it's so easy to do now. Like, I was reading some of the details of the Malik Beasley thing, the former Piston.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it started a few years ago with Porter, right? Jonte Porter. He was one of the first ones to get caught on this.
Yeah.
Like, if it's as simple as you control your own props, right? Like, one player can't control the outcome of a game. But you know, like, players have props, right? They have props on how many threes they're going to make, how many points they're going to score. A pitcher has props on how many strikeouts he's going to have. The line there between the ability to gamble on a game or not, like, they control this. Are you surprised that this keeps happening?
I am, because I look at it like this. Why would you take the chance?
It seems like it's not worth it. I'm with you.
It's especially when you talk about the money that you're making. You're making decent money.
even if you're not a star, you're
yeah,
making
you're making
good,
it because yeah, I'm thinking like you're somewhere, maybe a meal, a couple meal. That's more than the average person makes.
Of course,
that's
of
a
course.
Lot of money. So why are you taking chances on betting? Like I don't understand that for the thrill of it. I know. Listen, I'm a $2 bettor, and I know people give me heat for betting only $2, but that's my comfort zone. That is my comfort level. But if it's anything, here's the bottom line for me. If it's something that's going to affect the bottom line, then don't do it, because your career is the bottom line, you know. And if you get that sting of being a gambler and it gets you suspended and all that other stuff, hard to bounce back from that.
So I clicked into the story here. A Guardians pitcher, Luis Ortiz, has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave through the end of the All-Star break as a result of an MLB investigation. Now, no one is commenting until the investigation is concluded. Obviously, they're something's come up here. They're wondering if he actually did something. They're going to investigate.
The timeline, the tea leaves, or whatever. They're trying to get the paper trail. That's
what they're trying. He was supposed to start in the next couple days, and obviously that's not going to happen. So we'll follow this, but it keeps happening. NFL, NBA, now maybe one in Major League Baseball. All right, let's go to Black Gritty, who we were supposed to see last night at the game. You know, we gave away tickets a couple weeks ago to the Phillies game last night, or it's supposed to be Tuesday, got pushed back to last night. So we were there hanging out at Passon Stowe, and I thought Black Gritty was going to come by. Maybe he just went to his seats. We didn't get to catch up with him, but we got him right now. What's up, Black Gritty?
You guys never went to your seats. I was cooking up there like a roast pig. You know what I mean? I had to go down and find my peoples in the club suite. I came in on the first side base. I wasn't walking all the way over to y'all.
We were waiting for you.
Well,
it was hot. Hey, well, Hugh, I need my Hugh hug. You didn't try to get my Hugh hug. So I'm a little upset about it. But the game was beautiful.
The game
fireworks
was
amazing.
Max Kepler had a home run. It was a good night.
It was a good night. I was there in spirit. You know, it was hot. I wasn't taking that trek all the way around for y'all, you know what I mean?
To see Hugh Douglas?
I mean, I parked where I was supposed to be at and everything. You got to be walking all the way around the park in that hotness. Oh, come on, baby. I'm not doing it.
This is the part of the show where I don't take accountability.
Yeah, that's what happens.
We about to throw Walt under the bus.
Oh, we're going to do that?
Yeah, we're going to do that right now because Walt didn't tell us where y'all were sitting.
So here's what happened. Here's the truth. Walter told me in person the section you were in a few days ago. I forgot.
Oh, that's the truth?
Yeah. He told me.
The lie is better.
He told me in person. But you forgot. Well, I forgot. But there's also a paper trail of emails, and in none of those emails was the section put. I checked. Because we were going to come see you, Black Gritty.
No.
I was like, I don't know where they are.
We knew that Black Gritty was there. I said, Black Gritty's here. But we thought, me and Joe sat at the bar.
For a while.
Because we thought that, from what we were told, that everybody was going to meet at Passon Stowe.
And then we were there.
Yeah, and nobody
you
came.
You stood us up is what happened.
Yeah, that's where we go with that.
To his credit, he did send that text. But the seats are on the direct opposite side of the park. And it's too hot to make that walk, bro. Like, I'm not walking all down there to have to walk back and then go up steps to get to my seat.
Yeah, I get it. All right, so here's what happened.
I forgot my tie.
While we're throwing people under the bus, what should have been articulated to us was, hey, they're in this section. Maybe you want to pick a bar really close to that section, and then that would have made more sense. Instead,
there you go.
Yeah, it didn't work out like that. All right, well, we're happy you enjoyed the game. All right, what do you think about Bryce Harper?
So, first and first. The block party thing, I got invited to a block party in Philly. They got trash in the streets. I'm not going.
That's a hell of a deterrent.
Forget your party. I'm not going. You stay inside where it's safe. Secondly, Hugh, the difference between HBCU and everywhere else, HBCU, imagine yourself in a jazz club in a movie. You just out there partying and living. That's the HBCU experience. The other experience is a gathering in somebody's backyard when they ain't even got no forks or utilities. I mean, that's what the regular life is like.
It was a little different.
HBCUs, they be rocking. Bryce Harper, thank you for choosing me. I said it ever since the day he signed here. Nobody ever just comes to Philadelphia. No, not Saquon. So I can say thank you, Saquon, for choosing me. But nobody ever just comes here. Bryce came here. He changed the whole world of Philadelphia baseball. A pander king all you want to. This is his bud now. He got Wawa coming out of his nose. The Fanatic is his best friend. I know it in my heart. I love Bryce Harper. And during regular season, they got MVP. He's done a lot of things. But in the postseason, he's given us some of the most memorable moments available. He can't do everything by himself. He deserves a championship. He needs a championship. And he needs to get one while Will is here. Will, don't leave it, baby. I know what you said. Don't go. Oh, he's so good. You got to get this guy World Series. Thank you, Bryce Harper, for choosing me. Nobody ever comes to Philadelphia unless we trade for him or pay for him or draft somebody who don't want to be here. So you better shut up if you don't love Bryce Harper, because that guy saved baseball in this city. Woo! He don't deserve no attention, though. He ain't earned that yet.
Tell him, Black Critter. See, now, did you listen to that? Were you listening to all that?
He said what?
He chose Philadelphia. Yeah, he chose the Phillies.
Yeah, and he chose some of his teammates as well.
Yeah, he did. And that team's good.
That's why I want him to choose a little bit of pepper with the salt. Yeah, I need more flavor in my seasoning, Bryce. Turn off the country music. Let's get some jazz, some hip-hop. Let's do something like that. I love you guys. You owe me my hug, brother. I'm come find you. I talk to y'all.
You got it, Black Critty. We appreciate it. Glad you enjoyed the game last night. He's right. I mean, that is a part of the story. The Phillies didn't draft Bryce Harper. They didn't trade for Bryce Harper. He chose Philadelphia.
No, I get it. And I get that's why people are torn. But the bottom line is this.
No, they're not torn. They get it.
They're torn because bottom line is win championships. Bryce Harper has been the most outspoken, the most Philly guy since I've been here.
Yep.
And now.
But he can control that. He can't control championships.
And now, I didn't say he could. But you asked me a question. You asked me, do I feel like, if he doesn't bring a championship, is it a failure?
Yeah.
And I do, because he has the most influence in the clubhouse. And he is the one that it feels like, from my perspective, that he has his fingers on the pulse of this team. And with that being said, if he's making the shots or calling the shots, the team should be better positioned to win a World Series.
I understand your point. There's a LeBron element. LeBron's done this.
LeBron pulled the strings to a lot of places.
He got guys paid, right? Now, the one difference is the one great basketball player can affect everything way more than the one great baseball player, right? Like, LeBron could do that, and he could just carry some guys he got overpaid to a championship because that's what he did. That's how great of a player he was in his prime. I feel like in the postseason, Bryce has done everything but win it. I mean, you look at his numbers and the moments, it's all there. It's not like he's choked it away. You know, I think this would be a different story, at least for me, if Bryce had stunk in the postseason.
Mm.
He hasn't. And I think part of the issue lately, in the last two postseason series they've lost, right, the Mets and then Arizona, and I was looking at some of the numbers this morning, they stopped pitching to him. Like, the teams have really said, you know what, we're done with this. We're going to make everybody else beat us. Castellanos and Alec Bohm, we're not pitching to Bryce Harper anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the funny part is, Hugh, he has chosen these teammates to a large extent, right? Like, not all of them, but he's chosen some.
Most of them.
They're going to have to help him win, because it's not like he's not holding up his end of the bargain.
But see, that's the problem.
So it really, as the story writes itself, and especially if he is in decline, he's going to need them to help him become a success in everyone's eyes.
And to me,
it's ironic. That's
the problem. Because
they're not good enough.
you brought your boys along. Like, if I'm going to assemble a team, I'm going to try to get the best individuals that I can. And with that being said, if they're falling short, then I'm gonna take them to task. I'm going to call them to the carpet and be like, yo, you're here for a reason. You need to do better. Doesn't feel like that suburban energy.
Well,
it has a lot of that suburban energy.
It's ironic you bring that up. All right, coming up on the other side, a trade rumor we brought up yesterday during Lead It Off. We're going to come back to it because, hey, Philly, like when some of the Phillies at the trade deadline, you expect, well, they're just going to add. Well, what if they subtract someone from the everyday team? We'll hit that next. 215-592-9494. For a trade rumor out there, a name out there the Phillies could move on from by the July 31st trade deadline. Your calls on all this. Bryce Harper, if the Phillies don't win a World Series in his tenure, will you consider it a success? I am. I would. I will. Hugh Douglas would not. And should Hugh go to the neighborhood block party tomorrow on July 4th? Of course he should. This is an easy yes. 215-592-949. With the trade rumor, your call's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Harper at the half on WIP. 6.5 years out of 13. Down and done. Bryce Harper has been obviously a really good performer for the Phillies so far. I think we'd all agree the first half has been really good, right? He won an MVP. Yeah. He helped them get to a World Series. He's been brilliant in the postseason. But looking forward, what if they don't win one? And as much as none of us want to like think about that, it is possible. I mean, it's certainly... I heard this morning, Hugh, they were discussing, like, if you had to bet right now, would you bet on them winning a World Series with Bryce Harper or not? And I think James said he would bet against it. Joe and John both said they would bet on it. Either way, it's not like, I wouldn't say it's more than a 50-50 proposition. I mean, like, they haven't won it yet. Bryce already has been his prime. He's probably out of his prime now. So I think it's probably a 50-50. They don't win one with Bryce Harper. I still think this would be a success, even if they don't win a World Series. Hugh does not. Mr. Ring Culture, where do you come now? 215-592-9494. But before we go back to the phones, Hugh, let's discuss a trade rumor that was out there yesterday that I just find so interesting, because maybe we're thinking about the trade deadline all wrong for the Phillies. Because I think every time we bring it up, we're like, all right, they're going to add something, right? Mm-hmm. The only thing they'll subtract is minor leaguers, or, you know, Mick Abel's kind of fringe major leaguer. He's been up here a little bit, but, you know, he could be part of a deal. But we think of it more like they're going to trade away the Justin Crawfords of the world, or their minor leaguers to get help. Not they're going to trade away someone who's a big part of the team. But yesterday, Jim Bowden, former Reds general manager, now he writes for The Athletic, he polled 40 executives around baseball. And these are people that are other GMs or president of baseball operations, right? Like the Dave Dombrowski's of baseball. He polled them and said, give me names that are likely to be moved at the trade deadline. Not possible, likely to be moved. I think that's the important word, likely to be moved. So like, who are the names you're hearing when you have trade conversations? And there's a whole bunch of names in there. I mean, you know, names that we've heard a lot about. And then there's some of the ones I'm like, that's kind of interesting. I hadn't thought about that name. Hugh, on the list yesterday, in the position player section, Phillies right fielder Nick Castellanos. Mm. And it said here, written by Jim Bowden, the Castellanos rumors just never go away. And for that reason alone, multiple GMs think there's a chance he could get moved if Philadelphia could find a better right field option. I've been thinking about this for over a day now, and I really wonder if maybe Dave Dombrowski is going to shake things up in a way we are not expecting. That maybe he's going to swap Castellanos somewhere to get something, and then something else out to get something else he needs. Maybe they're going to be more like bold at the trade deadline than any of us anticipate. What, like, the more you think about the Castellanos thing, what do you think that means? Why are GMs hearing his name out there?
I think that maybe it's because of what happened a few weeks ago. It might not seem like a major thing to a lot of people, but the challenging of Topper, uh-huh, the way that he did.
Sure.
On the heels after that, you talk about what Kepler did, you know, saying that, coming out and saying he's not playing a whole lot and things of that nature. I think that they feel like they're in a win-now window, and it might be one of those situations where you have to shake it up a little bit and by getting rid of one of the core guys and getting somebody else. Because it's obvious that when they pulled him that day, that there was some issues they felt with his playing outfield. So,
sure.
So that's not far-fetched, but I think that with everything that just happened, that it kind of ramped up a little bit, if you will.
So the other thing I thought about, I think that's certainly probably part of it, is there's so many teams in the race, right, because of the extra wild cards now. You look right now at the standings. How many teams are dead? Eight, maybe? Seven, eight?
Yeah.
I mean, there's not – of the 30 teams, it's not like there's 15 that are sellers. So I also wonder if maybe there's a team out there that may have an extra relief pitcher or two, and they need a bat. And maybe it's not like your traditional trade where it's like, okay, we'll trade you this guy for prospects. No, you take Castellanos, we'll take your relief pitcher, and then we'll make another deal to get a different outfielder in here. I was surprised, but the more I think about it, you know, they did spend a lot of the offseason discussing the idea of shaking this thing up. They didn't. Maybe it happens now. We shall see. 215-592-9494. Let's go to DeMond. DeMond in Delco, up talking Bryce Harper. What's up, DeMond?
Yo, good morning.
What's up, man?
What's up, DeMond?
Good morning, fellas. Y'all hear me?
How you doing?
What's
we
up?
Hear you.
Y'all here? Oh, there y'all go. All right. I'm here, fellas.
What's up, DeMond? Yeah, what do you got?
Hey, not much, man. Listen, I heard earlier they was getting on my boy Hugh. I kind of think he an undercover Dallas guy, a triple agent or something.
Uh-oh. His friends with Eric Williams, hanging out with Nate Newton.
I'm trying to figure out how y'all come to that conclusion.
Well, you're hanging out with a lot of Cowboys lately.
Hey, Hugh, I don't know what you're doing, bro, but leave them Cowboys alone. I know you're retired, bro, but it's still the Cowboys,
DeMond,
man.
Can I defend myself? And by the way, I misspoke earlier because Cheney and Lincoln, they're closer than Dell State.
HBCU. So we'll go to their homecoming.
Yeah, we'll go to theirs. But I here's the thing. We all went to HBCUs. Nate Newton, Eric Williams. As a matter of fact, me and Eric Williams went to the same school. So there's a even though they're Dallas Cowboys, which I will say, I remind Nate Newton every time that we talk that I don't like him as a Cowboy.
Good. Yeah,
but he also reminds me that we just started winning Super Bowls, and that's why I'm so bitter. So we're at the point now where, you know, the HBCU fam is like the first fam, and like the Cowboy thing is secondary. Now, when we were playing, it was the other way around. But since we've gotten older now, and, you know, we're telling these, you know, these old war stories and everything, that's kind of where it went to. But I still don't like the Cowboys, though.
I got you, Hugh. Now, listen, I ain't the one called you a 007. Now, somebody else there, I just went along with it because it sounded good.
But I'm just saying, I felt like I had to explain a little bit.
Well, good.
You do, bro.
You know what I'm saying? A little context to it.
You do because you're an all-time great Eagle.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You got to explain why you mixing in, you know what I mean, mixing it in like
that. I appreciate that.
And you know what? I believed him, DeMond. Sometimes he does filibusters, and we know he's pretending. I think he was real on that. He just, you know.
Yeah, that time.
Yeah, that time. The rest of the times he's lying. Go ahead, DeMond.
Okay, all right. So, with your boy Bryce, now, I'm going to be honest, I was excited like everyone when we first got him. The team, but then what happened is when he left his team that he was on, they won, and since then we only smelled the cookies, the smelt the juice. We've been there, but we ain't did nothing. So with that effect, and so now you saying this is halfway. I didn't even realize it's halfway point 6 years in, and so now I'm kind of like thinking about okay, now his career, he did some good things, he had moments, but for me, his moments don't add up to a chip, man. And if you want to become a great Philadelphia sports guy, and if you want everybody to love you, you got to bring us a chip, man. I don't care what sport is in, like Embiid right now. I think him and Bryce are on the same level to me because he ain't bored us nothing.
But we did get to a World Series. I mean, Embiid hasn't taken us to the finals yet.
That's what I'm talking about. But here's the thing, though. Even taking us to the World Series, the whole thing, the reason why I believe we watch so much TV and all the sports shows is for the ultimate goal, which is what Hugh said earlier, the championship.
Right.
So if I'm watching for the championship and you get there but we ain't winning, it's still the same. It only counts. First place is the only place we care about. We don't care about second, man. We don't care about third. We don't care about fourth.
Demond, let me ask you a question. I'm curious because I think there's similarities so far with the guy I'm going to mention and like what he did here. Did you consider, like, now that you look back, the Allen Iverson era a success?
Okay, yes. I'm going to tell you why, though. It's completely different. Because right, but AI before, was only 6'1".
I know, but before you explain, and I know it's not perfectly the same. It's a little different, like you're going to explain. But they both got to the finals, right, or World Series finals, lost, and then we haven't gotten back. I mean, it is the results are kind of similar.
The work ethic, that's what I say here. AI, you know, when he showed up on the court, he was all in. He was going against seven-footers, getting knocked down, getting back up. I just don't believe Harper all the time is giving me an AI effort. If you want to name it that, I call it an AI effort. Mm. I don't think he's giving me an AI, Kobe, or MJ. I don't think he's giving me that effort in baseball every single time he's out there. Now, if that's the only comparison you got is AI, then no, because AI gave us everything. That's why we love him.
What about Donovan?
But he gave us
Donovan?
I hate Dirk Diggler. Don't mention him to me. That's Dirk Diggler. I hate Dirk Diggler. I believe that my boy right now, Jalen's going to become the best quarterback, if not already.
Oh, I agree. But Donovan's era was pretty good. I mean, it was like they got to the Super Bowl. They got to 5 title games, but they didn't win one.
He was all right, man, but he killed me when he did the thing with T.O., his old nonsense. And then you know, like him, like – He threw up, man. In the middle of the Super Bowl, he threw up. He looked like he was out of breath. He was lagging. That all turned my stomach upside down because a lot of times I seen dudes running wide open across the field, and he was throwing them down their feet. So that pissed me off about him. And he has some good wide receivers. Some of them wasn't all that great, like Thrash and Stinkston. But he had some other ones.
Right,
Chris Carter. He had some dudes. He had number 10, my boy DJ. He some dudes, man, and he didn't come through with it. So Dirk Diggler, don't name him. Anybody but Dirk Diggler, you know what I mean, we all right with.
I got you, man. Demond, we appreciate you, buddy.
Demond, I let you cook, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
good phone call.
That is
a good
quarterback,
call.
Though. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes when you at the cookout and they call folks out, you just got to let the brother speak, man.
Yeah, you let it breathe.
I just let it breathe. Yeah. Let it breathe. Still my quarterback, though.
Yeah. It's kind of like what you do here on the show. Sometimes, you know, you just let it breathe.
We got to lay out. Let me cook,
and then let everyone get mad. let it go. All right, Reese.
Dirk Diggler is crazy, though.
Yeah, I know. I like that, though. Reese at Pensacola's up. Hey, Reese.
Oh, man. What's going on, guys?
What's up, Reese?
What's going on, man?
Just want to let you know, first and foremost, you're my guy, bro. I'm 42. I was young when you was out there doing your thing.
Appreciate you.
But real quick, I want to try – I got two things I want to get accomplished real quick. I need to understand something. Do you bet every day or is it every so often?
Every so often.
I need you to come up to $5, guy.
Wait a minute.
Tell him, Reese.
Hold on.
Reese, come on.
I need you to come up a little bit.
What you mean? Why? But why, though?
Because those $2 bets are sad.
What you mean that's sad?
You can take my number. You can take my number, man. I promise. And if you ever hit me, I will give you my best party. But my guy, come up for me.
You sound like some of my other friends. Like, dog, you bet $2. Why are you wasting your time?
Reese, before you make your Bryce point, Reese, sometimes he'll reel off this parlay. It's like, wow, I got 40-1 odds.
Tell me about it.
He doesn't even have win $100 if he wins. It's ridiculous.
Yo, and I'm like, bro, if he come up.
Reese, it's gotten to the point because I know there are people out there like you that get mad at me for doing that. That's part of the reason why I do it. They're irritated. That's a better word. Like, damn, dog, put some real money on. I've got to the point now, I just like doing it to brag about the $2 parlay to make some folks, you know, like, are you seriously bragging about a $2 parlay?
Yeah, oh, don't get confused. I've done it.
Yeah, so you
and
chill.
I've hit for probably more than you have off of $2 then.
Okay, we'll like
that.
The
most I probably hit was like $5 off of 2.
Oh, okay. That's an
old. And I turned $5 into $9 once.
Okay.
And then I turned 10 into 14. And if I told you it was baseball season, you probably wouldn't believe me, but I turned 10 into 14.
Oh, wow. So he a better.
Okay. So, look, but I do smart. I don't do it every day. It's when I feel like I like the day. I get it.
See, now you got my competitive juice flowing.
I don't want to hold y'all up too long. I don't know about Black Gritty. I get it. If he's who I think he is on TikTok, then I get why he didn't go talk. But, man, if I'm going to meet you, I'm going around the building. I don't care.
Well, I appreciate that, man. And we were sitting there, chopping it up, too. Me and Joe sat there for a while.
We did. We were there waiting on Blacker. So, Reese, what do you think? Look, is this Harper thing a success?
Invite me to a game. I'm coming to meet you.
All right. We'll do it soon. We'll do it soon. All right. So, if they don't win
Bryce
a World Series.
Harper has been good. We get it. He's been great. But I've got to understand something. What did we bring Bryce Harper here for? Did we bring him here to look good, or did we bring him here so we could win the championship?
Win, of course. Win.
So, and I'm going to add another thing. Did he bring Trey Turner here to look good? Did he bring him here also to try to win a chip?
Chip. The whole point is to win. That's the whole
All
point.
All right. So at the end of the day, if this, like you said, if this tenure doesn't equal a World Series championship, it's not going to be a success. You will, like, this is like, all right, real quick. Andy Reid, would you call it a success?
I would call Andy's time here a success. Now, Reese, you might disagree.
We didn't win it.
I know you didn't win it. But
we had a good time, not a great time, Joe.
Well, okay, but I think sometimes.
Now do you get what I'm saying?
I do. But let me throw this in there, because I think the Reed part is interesting. Think about how bad the Eagles were when Reed got here. Think about how down the Phillies were. I give those guys. I give a little extra credit. I give extra credit if you revive something bad. The Eagles were bad. Reed made them good. The Phillies were bad.
But did
Bryce
win it?
No. But that's like.
Could I talk to anybody in my family that's a Cowboys fan, right? Anybody?
No, you got to disown those people. That's what you got to do.
Man, it's family. It is what it is.
Yeah.
that's how I became an Eagles fan. Trust me, I was young when I sat and watched the Eagles Cowboys fan. I was about six. And listening to my cousins, that's how I became a Philly fan. I looked at my mom. I said, isn't they right across the bridge? They said, oh, I'm an Eagles fan. What you mean? Like, I don't like them. The way they talk and couldn't do it.
Yeah, well, you need to take your advice and dump, you know, Nate and those guys.
Listen, that's what we're here for. Any story franchise we talk about, where do you go with the conversation?
You go to championships. I mean, you go to that. It's the story.
Right.
It's I know,
so
I know, but I can't change my mind on this.
Would you please help me? He's not understanding. We had a good time, not a great time with Andy Reid.
But we were having a bad time before Reese.
Well, in 2017, we had a great time last year.
Great time.
Any time before that, when we went to the Super Bowl 1 year, like he said, when they went, you know, we didn't win. But I don't really account all that to Donovan throwing up chunky shoes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Andy Reid was on his time management thing then.
Yeah, I know. Andy was not as great of a coach then as he is now.
He's got to take some blame on that.
I get it, sure. Reese. It's a good phone, Reese. We appreciate you, man. It's a good phone call and happy 4th. And
he's got me betting now.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad he put you in your place.
I'm still doing $2.
No, why?
I just put a parlay in.
It's a parlay, and you do
parlay.
Think about the return is so much better when you just go from 2 to 5.
If I hit this $2 parlay, I'm gonna get $45.
Yeah, but
that's a nice little return.
But wait, if you do a $5 parlay on the same thing, it's probably $200.
I'll just take the $2.
Yeah, but that's not $200. So what is it? It's 2 to win what?
$2
to win.
To win like 45.
So it's 20 to 1.
Yeah.
So you went over 100. It's over 100. Mm. Come on, dude. That's the way to start a holiday weekend.
You want to hear my parlay?
Well, we're here now, so.
I took the Minnesota Twins, who right now are losing. Well, they're losing right now.
Is the game started already?
Yeah. And then I got the Astros that went on the money line, Detroit Tigers.
Who are they playing? You're not going to give me opponents.
Oh, do you need opponents?
The
Nationals. Well, you definitely do for the Astros. They're playing the Rockies.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got
that. Oh, so that's cheap. You went against the Marlins? Marlins have been the hottest team in baseball. You're cooked.
Hey, that's what juiced my parlay a little bit, though.
Marlins. I think you're getting cooked on this.
After I put it, I looked at the score and I'm like, yeah, I'm already.
There
down
is not. I don't usually do baseball parlays. Hugh, there's nothing worse than a Sunday NFL parlay when the first one loses. I feel like crap.
I don't know.
You bet all the 1 o'clock games. Maybe they could. It's only 3-0. But sometimes I'll bet a 1 o'clock game, a 4 and the 8, or the Monday night.
And then
game.
Your parlay is cooked.
It's 21-0 second quarter of the first game, and I'm like,
yeah.
This thing's a wrap.
I just like to do it for the irritation factor.
Yeah. I think you do a lot of things for that. Yeah.
I'm kind of that guy.
Yeah. All right. Tyler in Delaware has got some thoughts on you going to the cookout. What's up, Tyler?
Tyler.
Yo, young Thundercats. How we doing today, Joe?
What's going on?
Tyler, what's up, buddy?
Hey, first of all, Hugh.
Yes.
You always are sponsored by Hatfield. Got to put some pork on your fork. Don't you want to get some free food tomorrow?
That's right.
Not really.
Come on now.
No, not really.
In that part of the time of the year that it is, getting a chance to, put some bacon on there, get a burger.
No, I'm good.
Get some fried chicken.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Listen, Tyler, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I mean, you're fairly young, but everybody that's at the barbecuing don't know how to cook. Like, everybody's not – they don't have that barbecue acumen.
You know what? You put your chef cap on and you go by the grill.
And some people don't believe in seasoning. Most folks – it's a lot of folks don't believe in seasoning. Mm. So I'm not,
But maybe the people you live near believe in seasoning and they're great cooks.
I don't believe it.
Why are you judging books by their cover?
I am. Mm. But I'm not. I'm not going to the cookout. Okay. I'm not
going. Hugh, you just answered your own question. That's a way to endear yourself to people. If you want – other people to see you other than, I just play football or I just talk sports, you could talk about seasoning food.
That's right. You could help them. You can be the cook.
But Tyler, see, here's the problem. Here's the problem, though, Tyler. Most of the time when I meet people, that's all they want to talk about is sports. They don't want to talk about seasoning.
Right, you go in tomorrow and you say, everyone back off. I'm manning the grill.
I'm seasoning the food.
Seasoning the food.
That dog is not. Huh?
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Not that friendly.
You know this is a fair point because if Hugh doesn't want to talk sports all day long and he actually wants to have conversations with people other than sports, food is a universal topic.
Everyone eats.
I don't know why that wouldn't be it.
We all eat.
I would say no. I'm not. Hey, Tyler, you're doing a good job.
This seems like
this. This
we're swimming upstream here, Tyler, because Hugh's already made up his mind that he's not going to the cookout, and that's a shame.
I'm not going to the cookout.
Okay. Tyler, what do you think about Bryce Harper?
All right, so you talk about everybody eats. When I think about everybody eating when Bryce Harper came here, Bryce Harper brought cachet. He brought the stigma of, you're a number one pick. He's felt that pressure since he was a teenager. And when I think about this era, Joe, and I'm going to be with you. I'm going to long talk just a little bit to back you up, Hugh, because this is really, really important. When I think about what we define success in this city with Harper, Joe, how can you not think that at the end of this, there can't be a parade down Broad Street? We sat here last year and talked about that interview, actually earlier this season in spring training with Jimmy Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
when he was interviewed about, if you don't want us to keep talking about the 2018, go win it. Go win it. Go do what we did, and then people will remember you for that. I'm not going to yell and scream and get crazy, but my point is that Bryce Harper has given us, as people in the Philadelphia area, he's given us hope again. But the issue now is that we're in an age of every year we have regressed. And what my hope is that when you look at the way that this team is built, this team does need some sort of a shakeup, because every year we hit what was supposed to be the mountaintop in 2022, and we've gone a peg down each and every year since then. And when I think of how awesome, I know you keep on saying, why do we keep on bringing up Hurts? And I got group chats that I argue for Hurts so much in.
You're not the only one. There's a lot of people around here do that right now.
A couple years ago, Jalen Hurts outplayed Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. And I know other people say, oh, the Eagles still lost and Hurts had that one turnover. But, man, he balled his butt off in that game. He had the two-point conversion on the final drive to tie the game before the Bradbury hold and all that.
He had the octopus. But he scored the touchdown, then the two-point conversion. The octopus.
Yes. And when I think about him, he's going to be remembered in this city, regardless of what he does for the rest of his time here, as being a champion.
Mm-hmm.
And Hugh, that's why you make such a good case, because Bryce Harper, when you think about a player that this city would want, Bryce Harper is that player. To wear the fanatic socks, to hustle on plays, to be a leader. But my biggest challenge, because he listens to this station, is we talk about Kyle Schwarber being more of that lead dog on this team. We need Bryce Harper to be that leader, to give us that hope again. We've heard him talk about the atmosphere here, the winning here. And I still don't give up hope that we're not going to get the job done. But when a guy is on the clock, when it's the final 11 o'clock hour before the clock strikes 12, this is Bryce Harper's time to push the chips into the middle of the table and to galvanize the troops. Because I tell you, this is the season where if we don't get it done, we might be talking about, Joe, in the next 2, 3, 4 years, what could have been.
Oh, I tell her, I agree with that.
Yeah. Opportunities to get the job done.
Well, I mean, the window is closing. I mean, now they're in first place. They're playing well. They have great pitching. And Tyler, we appreciate the call and happy July 4th, but it's closing. I mean, they're going to have to open up a new window in the second half of Bryce's career. They got this. I mean, Wheeler's under contract through 2027. It feels like the window is.
And he said he's about done.
He's about done, right? And this is not in a young team. So the window's now to change this. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on the whole Bryce Harper thing. Harper at the half. Can this be considered a success without a World Series championship? I think it can be. Who doesn't? Where do you come down? I already consider the Bryce Harper era a success for the Philadelphia Phillies, the way he's played, how the team has responded, how they've played. And I remember the lean years before Bryce Harper got here. Where do you come down in all this? On the other side, your calls, and I'll rank for you my five favorite Bryce Harper moments in the first 6.5 years, the first half of the contract. My favorite Harper moments. One of them, Tyler just alluded to there. That's coming up next. Your calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. Listen, this 4th of July, you can have big savings at Mattress Warehouse, up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. You can get $300 in free accessories with your purchase. I suggest, it's just a suggestion, that you go get some pillows with that purchase. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. So I suggest when you go in that when you're looking for your mattress, try to find one that gives you the adjustable base, because that's clutch. That's a clutch thing that you need to have. So do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at MattressWarehouse.com. That's the MattressWarehouse.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.